Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This is the fourth in a little mini series of videos on login forms, and I'll be showing you how to close your login form and open up another form. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB32 as per usual, and let that open up. Okie dokie, right. If we open up form login, which is what we, well, what we actually did in the last video, was we created the macro for the submit button. So we're evaluating whether the password entered actually exists in the users table. If it does, we're returning the user ID. If not, -1. So assuming it does, what we want to do is we want to close the login form and open the form main. So there's an easy way of doing that, which is close window down here and open form main. So save and put into form view. James Conway, password, click submit. So that's the easy way of doing that. However, there is something else you can do, which is you can create a macro that will dynamically close a form and open another form, which I'll just show you how to do. Anyway, so let's create a macro. That was, by the way, I did that way too quick, so I'll start that again. Create, click on macro, and immediately save it and call it macro program flow. And we're going to tap in a sub macro, we're going to call it close and open form, and it's going to be close window object types form. Now what we're going to do is form, we're going to instead of hard coding a name, we're going to use temporary variables, and we're going to call this form to close, and then we're going to open form, and yeah, sorry, form name is going to be temporary variables as well. It's going to be temp form to open. Make that temp form to close as well. TMP form to close. So this macro is going to close a window, in this case a form, and it's going to open another form, and the values, the names, we're going to actually use temporary variables for, so we can call this in multiple instances, and we'll dynamically do that. So close that, then go back to form login, submit. So get rid of close window and open form, and let's go run. Actually, don't go. Set temp variable TMP form to close, expression equals form log in, and next one is set temporary variable TMP form to open, and that one's going to be form main. And last thing we need to do is run that macro. Run macro, macro program flow dot close and open form, and save that. Close that. So let's see if that works. Form view, James Conway, password, and it did it. Okay. I'll just reiterate what we've done there, just in case that's a little confusing. I don't think it is, but there you go. Let's have a look. All right, very simple. We've set a temporary variable called temp form to close, and we've given it a value of form login. We've set a temporary variable temp form to open, given it a value of form main, and then we've run that macro, which is program flow dot close and open form. And that macro it closes a form and it opens another form, and the name of the form it closes is tempvars temp form to close, which is form login, and the name of the form it opens, tempvars temp form to open, which was form main. So there you go, that's how you can do it dynamically. Although there was nothing wrong with the first way I showed you, I just wanted to show you a slightly different concept for opening and closing forms. Okay, thank you very much for watching this video, and I shall see you in the next one.